Hello, this is Dr. Sam Goldhaber from the Clot Blog at theheart.org, speaking to you from Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School on the important topic of four-factor prothrombin complex concentrate, which is the optimal approach to urgent warfarin reversal. The Food and Drug Administration only recently approved four-factor prothrombin complex concentrate to reverse excessive bleeding from warfarin. We've had three-factor prothrombin complex concentrate around for a long time, but it doesn't have much factor 7 in it. And our European colleagues have had the four-factor PCC. They've had it for the past few years. So I was very pleased to have recently the opportunity to use four-factor PCC to reverse intracranial hemorrhage in a patient who had an INR of 2.8 and had a spontaneous head bleed. She was receiving warfarin for anticoagulation, and within about 15 minutes, the four-factor PCC, along with 10 milligrams of intravenous vitamin K, returned her INR back to normal. Much more importantly, the head bleeding stopped, and she regained virtually all of her neurological function back. It seemed miraculous to me, and it happened so quickly. It was very gratifying. We then have, almost simultaneous to my clinical experience, a paper published in Circulation with about 300 patients, an observational study, patients who bled on warfarin. Now, about 80% of these patients were on warfarin because of permanent atrial fibrillation, and like my patient, these patients had average ages in the 70s. And they were receiving first fresh frozen plasma before the four-factor PCC became available in Canada, and what happened to them was tracked very carefully with fresh frozen plasma. And then four-factor PCC came along and practice switched, and their outcomes were tracked as well. There had been a lot of concern that with four-factor PCC there might be a rebound thrombosis with more myocardial infarction or pulmonary embolism or stroke. That didn't happen. In fact, the four-factor PCC reversed the bleeding much more quickly than fresh frozen plasma. Fresh frozen plasma has a lot of problems. You have to wait till it thaws. You have to do negotiation with the blood bank. It's a big volume load. It can cause worsening congestive heart failure in patients who are susceptible. To me, when a patient's bleeding and I'm administering FFP, it seems to take forever to get reversal, and rarely does the INR actually get down to 1.0, as it did in my patient who I treated with four-factor PCC. I'm very impressed with our new tool to reverse massive warfarin bleeding. In the Circulation paper, patients receive four-factor PCC either for intracranial hemorrhage or for gastrointestinal bleeding, and it gives us an important tool. It also appears in an off-label sense that four-factor PCC is the way to go to reverse a lot of the bleeding that might occur with the novel oral anticoagulants, though this will require further research. So think now not of using the old approach of vitamin K and fresh frozen plasma when you have a patient with critical bleeding due to warfarin. Think of going to the blood bank and getting four-factor PCC, and don't forget to infuse 5 to 10 milligrams of intravenous vitamin K. This is Dr. Sam Goldhaber signing off for the Clot Blog.